India and number 39, S. Federal Financial Crime Fighting Agency will examine findings in a Reuters report, which revealed that Amazon.com Incorporated has for years given preferential treatment to a small group of sellers on its India platform and used them to circumvent the country and number 39, S. foreign investment rules, a senior agency source told Reuters on Thursday. The Reuters story, which was published Wednesday, was based on internal Amazon documents dated between 2012 and 2019. It provided an inside look at the cat and mouse game Amazon has played with India and number 39's government, adjusting its corporate structures each time the government imposed new restrictions aimed at protecting small traders. On Thursday, a senior enforcement directorate source told Reuters that and quote, "We will be examining findings and quote, of the story. The subject matter and quote, is not entirely new for us, comma and quote," said the source, without elaborating. The source asked not to be identified. Amazon did and number 39, T immediately respond to a request for comment. Amazon is already under investigation by India and number 39's Enforcement Directorate for possible violation of foreign investment rules. Such probes typically take years in India, and in most cases details are and number 39, T made public. In the Reuters report published Wednesday, Amazon said it was confident of its compliance, when asked about the agency and number 39's probe. In tweets issued on Wednesday, Amazon criticized the Reuters report as an quote, unsubstantiated, incomplete, factually incorrect, comma and quote, without going into specifics. And quote, in last several years, there have been, a, number of changes in regulations, Amazon has on each occasion taken rapid action to ensure compliance, comma and quote, the company said. In an email to employees on Thursday, Amazon and number 39's India head Amit Agarwal addressed the Reuters story, saying he understood and quote, such instances can be distracting. And quote. The company was on and quote, the threshold of creating a legacy, comma and quote, he wrote in the email, which was reviewed by Reuters. And quote, it will require significant innovation, it will push our abilities, we will be misunderstood, but it will be fulfilling. And quote. Indian retailers, who are a crucial part of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and number 39's support base, have long alleged that e-commerce giants like Amazon and Walmart and number 39's Flipkart flout federal regulations and that their business practices hurt small traders. The companies deny the allegations. The documents reviewed by Reuters revealed that Amazon helped a small number of sellers prosper on its India platform, giving them discounted fees and helping one cut special deals with big tech manufacturers such as Apple Incorporated. The company has also exercised significant control over the inventory of some of the biggest sellers on Amazon.in, the documents show, even though it says publicly that all sellers operate independently on its platform. Government rules announced in 2016 required that an e-commerce platform should and quote, not exercise ownership and quote, over sellers and number 39, inventory. To read the full Reuters report on the Amazon strategy, click. Gopal Krishna Agarwal, a national spokesman for Modi and number 39's ruling party, said the findings in the Reuters story were and quote, serious and quote, and that and quote, any predatory policy, deep discounting, will not be tolerated by the government. The party will take a stand on that dot and quote. Small businesses are and quote, very important and quote, for the party, he said. And quote, their concerns will be taken care of dot and quote. In a written response to the Reuters report published on Wednesday, Amazon said it and quote, does not give preferential treatment to any seller on its marketplace, comma and quote, and that it and quote, treats all sellers in a fair, transparent, and non-discriminatory manner. Dot and quote. A leading group of Indian retailers urged the government to ban the local operations of Amazon and said it was considering taking legal action, after the Reuters story was published. The Confederation of All India Traders, which says it represents 80 million retail stores, said and quote, the shocking revelations and quote, are and quote, sufficient enough to immediately ban operations of Amazon in India. And quote. Amazon did not respond to a request for comment on the trader group and Number 39's statement.